Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, tomorrow, US TV and podcast star Conan O'Brien makes his debut in T.G. Cahir's flagship soap, Ross na Rún. He plays a delivery man, despite his knowledge of the Irish language prior to this being limited to Cathain na Fáilte. So he needed a hand with his Gaeilge, and the man who got his language skills into shape joins us now. Kevin Hussey, you're very welcome to the programme. Before we get into the conversation, Kevin, here's just a short clip of Conan's performance in the show as he enters the pub and encounters village publican Tadhg O'Durran.
Diag, witch.
Catch a dog, yeah, chin.
Eh? Balloons.
He's good.
Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
Thank you.
Before we get into your experience with Conan, can you tell us, what do you do on Ross na Rún generally?
Indeed. So on Ross na Rún, I'm employed as what's known as a production assistant. Now, other people on film and TV will hear that as a very particular role. But on Ross na Rún, what our involvement there is kind of to what other people would hear as a script supervisor, I suppose. It's we look after the lines, we make sure that all the actors are saying their lines in the right order. And of course, now the lines are written in various dialects, and they don't always match up with the dialect that the actor speaks. Mm. So those actors have permission to change their lines as is natural to them. And our job, myself and the other production assistants, are there to make sure that those lines still make sense to the story.
Okay.
So that's okay. The language is our big forte, I suppose you could say.
I'm sure. So you get handed Conan O'Brien as somebody to teach Irish to. First of all, what was he like?
Yes.
What was that whole experience like?
Oh my, that was a fantastic experience altogether. Like, so as we say, he's a very down to earth person, I have to say, first off. Like, every person who came up to him, he kind of gave them the time of the day. He was just lovely. And very witty. He'd have like a smart comment for every occasion, for everything that.
You're saying he was a smart horse. Is that it, Kevin?
Yeah. Inish come to your mouth, not mine.
Inish come to show, Kevin. No. In terms of speaking of how to speak Irish, Roisin Jacker, was it difficult?
Visha Kenyolin Zakar Kamara. Like, as you said there, his extent of Irish was Cade Mila Forza. Like, he's an American of Irish descent, but like, he wouldn't have a lot of Irish. And as I say, like, our job on the show is, like, when we're dealing with actors from all over the place, we're dealing with people who have some level of understanding.
So what was his line? Can you remember his line?
Yeah. Oh, his one line. Oh, no, he had a full-on script.
Oh, my God, because I'm looking at the
did.
Endo.
Oh, no.
The picture in the endo.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing how you wrote it out phonetically for him, right?
That's
and
it.
And what I read phonetically is, Ní ven ag ira fanoch sa baul sa arenos, which is very, very good. You tell people that.
That's it. That's the line that he delivers as he storms out of the pub and takes his balloons with him.
So the way to do it then, as you say, if you're given someone who doesn't have any background at all in Irish, it's phonetically. So did he? I suppose he has to understand the meaning of the words then as well, clearly.
Exactly. So what had kind of happened was, is his team had come in contact with us, and the writers kind of, and they said that they didn't want him to come in as, they didn't want Conan O'Brien comes to Ross na Rún. They wanted like a character that is in Ross na Rún and just happens to be played by American TV host Conan O'Brien.
So you mean he came to you guys? That's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's been absolutely fantastic. He's doing this travel show at the moment, and one of those countries that he really wanted to get to was Ireland. It's like his ancestral home, you could say, and to speak a little bit of the Gaeilge. So our show is what he came to.
Okay.
It was,
so he was,
know,
obviously happy
the
then with
us,
the role of delivery man.
Well,
he wanted to be a sexy man.
That's it. No, yeah. On his own show, which is available on HBO Max, he came to the show and was like, "What are you doing giving me this kind of part?" He wanted to be the sexy, suave kind of character coming in, eating up our streets. As our production manager, Murray Campbell, says, we found an appropriate role for him.
Do you think, having seen him up close in person, that he could play a sexy man from out of town, Kevin?
I'm sure he could. The makeup department might have to do a bit of a
we have a text
a
here,
do-over, but I'm sure.
We have a text here from one of our listeners saying, Conan O'Brien and Glaris Gaelga, there's a long-running US comedy show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that had an episode set in Ireland recently, and one of the main characters, played by a native New Yorker, spoke a few sentences in beautifully spoken Irish. It was the only time I've ever shed a tear watching TV, more of the same piece as that person. How was his delivery in the end?
So that's what it was. It's myself and the production manager, again, Murray Campbell. We kind of sat down with him and we kind of wrote out those cue cards, yes, phonetically, but I went them over with him to kind of make sure that basically myself and Murray said the lines out loud and he altered the cue cards to kind of have them in a way that he'd be able to understand them.
His own phonetic sort of way of doing it.
That's it. Exactly.
I know you had Stephen Fry as well. Who else? What other famous actor or persona did you have in Rossaroon?
And that's it. You've mentioned the two kind of people from outside of Ireland have come in, but we've got loads of people like Nathan Carter, Daniel O'Donnell. We've got loads of people on the show, but I think Conan O'Brien, I think, must be the one with the, I suppose, biggest international audience that we've ever had. So there's been a huge buzz about this over the last couple of months because, of course, we had to keep quiet about this. Mm-hmm. He came in January. I don't know if you were aware of when he was on the Late Late Show and stuff. But
Is that when this was all done?
It was earlier in that week that we filmed the episode. So it's been wild that we've had to keep quiet about this for so long, and now everyone's hearing about it. We're all getting text messages and phone calls from people going like, "What? You met Conan O'Brien?" So
okay, well, if anyone wants to tune in, and I'm sure you all do, see Conan O'Brien's debut on Ross and Aroon, that'll be tomorrow night at 8:30 on TG Cahir, or you can catch it on Sunday night on the Omnibus or on the TG Cahir player. Listen, it's been really interesting to talk to you, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll have to check in with you if I need some
Kevin
catching
Hussey,
up.
Kevin Hussey, O Rustin Roon, and Chin. It's 5 o'clock. Still to come on today's drive time.